God is over all, so it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
Sandy Rios with you. This is our last day of Share-a-thon, so if you have not called, you need to do that. I sometimes do that. I think, oh, I will do that. I'll get to that. And then I forget. You don't do that, do you? But in case you're like me and you do that, today is the day. This is the last day. The phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to afr.net, afr.net, and make your the most generous pledge that you can to help us continue this work. By the way, let me just say congratulations to you guys. You were amazing yesterday. We had a $20,000 pledge. We made that goal and more. Plus, we set a record for phone calls. We had 441 pledges in an hour. So I actually think we'll top that today because this is the last day. And I know there are probably more than 441 of you who haven't called yet. So the phone number is 877-616-2396. And yes, we'll talk about news today. There's a ton of stuff happening with less than 3 weeks before the election. Plus, there's a lot of other news, too. So we will get to that. But let me welcome Tim Wildman, who's the president of American Family Association. He's joining me this morning. He always joins me on Share-a-thon, and it's always a lot of fun. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I have no complaints.
Well,
For a change.
Good. I walked into the studio just a few minutes ago and walking through the door, and our general manager, who's Jim Stanley, and he's sort of the captain of the ship during our Share-a-thon, and he said, oh, by the way, somebody has called in a $100 add-on to a donation this hour. And I did a pinch myself, you know, to make sure I'm still not asleep. And I said, really? He said, yeah, really. So that was 2 minutes ago, so I haven't had a time to, you know, put him under a polygraph test or anything like that, but I'm just going to trust our general manager, Jim Stanley. So, Sandy, we've never had this happen before that I'm aware of.
Well, are you talking about for every donation, somebody will give $100?
Somebody makes a donation this hour, there's somebody Jim Stanley knows that's given is pledged $100. Let me just put it this way, Sandy. There are people who have more money than you and me combined, okay?
I can't imagine that.
And they're godly people, and they want to help AFR. So I'm just saying that for this hour, this 57 minutes or whatever, every donation will have $100 added to it.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, praise God for that.
It's absolutely. And so so if you can only give $50, it'll be a $150 pledge. And if you can give $500, it'll be a $600 pledge. So it's simple as that. That's wonderful to whoever is that generous donor to us. We thank you. And to the rest of you, you know, we're all in this together. Our money goes in together, and it's spent to one purpose. And when it all goes into that pile, it's not going to matter who gave
what. You mean give the phone number?
You know? Yeah, please.
The phone number to call us and make a gift to American Family Radio. Last day of Share-a-thon, the Procrastinators Club of America has convened. And we'll probably vote to wait till next week to meet. But anyway, let's convene and let's get busy. As Sandy said, we don't want to get through the day and then forget to give to American Family Radio, because we're not going to be here again until the spring where we have Share-a-thon. So here's the phone number to make as generous a donation as you can to help American Family Radio. If you appreciate Sandy every morning bringing you the best in Christian talk programming, and the rest of our team here throughout the day who also strive their best to bring you great radio, here's the phone number, 877. This phone number to call us to make a pledge. And you can use credit card, debit card, bank draft, We're not set up to take livestock or anything like that, but the other ways are fine. Here's the phone number to call us, 877-616-2396. Toll-free telephone number. Call us now. It'll ring our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, our national headquarters, 877-616-2396, or you can go on the internet at AFR.net. Give us a call. Let us hear from you. We've heard from Patricia in Buffalo, Kansas, Robert in Gatesville, Texas, Janice in Van Cleve, Mississippi, Mark in Americus, Georgia, Patricia in Starkville, Mississippi, Thomas in Grenada, Mississippi, Ruth is in Coleraine, North Carolina. I believe that's how it's pronounced. And Artie called from Heron, Illinois. So we're hearing from all over the country. That's right, because we are American Family Radio. Sandy?
Tim, when you said we don't take animals, there's some ministry. You probably know which one this is. I've done this fundraisers for them where if you want to buy 7 goats for this tribe, you know, it's this much money. If you want to buy, you know.
It's hard to do without laughing. It's hard to do with a straight face. I know what they're talking about. We've done that. I think we've done that where you're buying chickens for a poor family in India or something like that, but it just sounds strange.
For 7 chickens, 7 right. chickens cost, yeah,
we'll trade you.
We should try that. I don't know what we would sell, but we could try that. By the way, Tim, I think people would really like to know how we're doing.
Okay.
We had a record number of phone calls yesterday for this hour, 441. But how is the entire picture? We're 24 hours a day, great programming. So how's it going?
We're at $946,000, almost $947,000 so far in the 3 days of Share-a-thon. We hope to get to $2 million by the end of the evening tonight. And so we're bumping up on $1 million. And folks might say, well, how much money do you need? Good grief. folks, think about it for a minute. We're talking about 185 radio stations. There are churches who have budgets larger than ours. Trust me. So we get the most out of our money, but we need your help. So we're coming up on, we're closing in on $1 million. We'll be there hopefully this hour and then maybe two by the end of the evening. So that's where we are. We've received so far 5,354 pledges from our listeners across the country. There are some people who aren't in a financial position to pledge. I understand that. Yeah, but there are other people who are making up for it. And so that's the way it works sometimes. So we're just going to keep going. And our last day is always our largest day, Sandy. So we hope to have great things to announce tonight. And then tomorrow morning, you'll be able to give a full report.
So the procrastinators actually do us a service. They actually come in at the last
right.
moment. And maybe out of their guilt, they give more money. And so the last day, so it's the best day.
Hey, you know, guilt, whatever we need to use for motivation, we're not... We'll use it. So whatever you
right.
want to go ahead.
Okay. Well, our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your most generous donation, you procrastinators. This is the last day. And of course, every year for Share-a-thon, twice a year, we ask for your comments. And people call and leave a message about what American Family Radio means to them. And here is one of those.
My name is Barbara. I call from the state of Alabama, and I appreciate how well fed I am spiritually by AFR, but I really thank you most of all for when upcoming elections are coming around the bend, I can feel confident in walking into a polling place being a well-informed voter, and I thank you all so much for that. Have a blessed day.
Oh, sweet. So sweet. We're going to talk about elections today in a few minutes, but there's another story, Tim, that I think we need to talk about just for a second. Griff Jenkins gave a report on this just this morning, and we haven't spoken of it this week because we've been doing other things, but let's listen.
Here we go again. Problems at the border, big ones. Now, according to an NBC News report, the Mexican government has sent as many as 500 federal police officers to Mexico's Guatemalan border to try and stop the Honduran migrant caravan that departed October 13th en route to the U.S. The caravan is believed to be as many as 4,000 people now inching closer to our southern border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection are closely tracking the group's movement. As President Trump is tweeting about it, he says, hard to believe that with thousands of people from the south of the border walking unimpeded toward our country in the form of large caravans, that the Democrats won't approve legislation that will allow laws for the protection of our country. Great midterm issue for Republicans. Now, this is a record number of illegal families are crossing into the U.S. According to the Washington Post, more than 16,000 were arrested last month. That's an 80% increase since July. Yesterday, guys, sources in the heaviest trafficked sector of the entire U.S.-Mexico border, the RGV sector, blowing my phone up, telling me that they are seeing increases as many as 300% in family units compared to October last year. Now, back to that caravan. Should they reach our border, they're expected to cross somewhere between Texas and California. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to Mexico tomorrow to meet with his Mexican counterparts to try and stop this caravan, as President Trump threatens Central American countries like Honduras with stopping over allowing this caravan to advance. Very fluid situation, guys.
Yeah, very fluid, I would say. You know, Tim, this started out with a group of about 1,300, and it doubled in like 24 hours, and now you heard Griff say it's like 4,000. And I Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Arizona, just released a video in the past 24 hours where he said money was exchanged. You're watching money be exchanged to women and women who have children crossing. Well, in this caravan. And he is raising the possibility that George Soros is behind this, and that's the reason the caravan is growing so quickly. It hasn't been proven yet, but that's what he's posturing. We know that Soros had a lot to do with what happened in Europe. He's for open borders. And so that's just another angle to this story. You know, this is a very serious problem, Tim. You know,
what do you do about this?
Well, you know what's caused it. The border crossing stopped almost completely after President Trump was elected because the people in South America got the memo, courtesy of the left. They know exactly what to do and what to say, and so they stopped coming in. They thought that President Trump would stop this, but then the courts, the judges, you know, out on the West Coast and in Hawaii, stopped his executive orders, illegally stopped them, from my perspective, because he is tasked by the Constitution to handle all things that have to do with immigration. So then when they got that memo, courtesy of the left, then they started flooding our borders. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, Tim, this is one of the many reasons why this election is so important. We have to elect people that will stop this. We have to have, like President Trump says, a nation without walls isn't a country. So.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic because the political left in this country, they won't open borders, and they represent probably half the people in this nation. So, I mean, you may not like to hear that, but we have about half our country who don't care about people flooding our nation. That's my view.
I think you're exactly right. I think a lot of people are. I'm not sure, though, Tim. Now, I think polls are showing, in fact, I just read this morning, even across the board, Democrats and Republicans, people don't like this invasion, because this is an invasion.
Well, but we're not stopping it.
I know, but I think there's a desire to stop it. There just hasn't been a will in Washington.
I don't know why you don't put the army on the border and say you're not coming in here.
Well, because of there's posse comitatus, which is I can't explain exactly what it means.
I know, but
we can't use our army.
Yeah, it's just so you're just so frustrating, unbelievable that you can't do anything about people flooding your country. It's just shocking to me. Every other country in the world would say, no, we're stopping it with physical force if we have to. Our country says, come on in, basically.
Yeah.
If you can make it through our border security, then you're free to go.
Yeah, well, that's what the European Union is all about, is open borders. And that's why they allowed the invasion of young Islamic men into the country. And they've really suffered the consequences. And by the way, we're concerned that there are a lot of gangs involved in this caravan from Honduras. It's really tragic. We need to talk more about it, and we will. This is our share-a-thon, our fall share-a-thon. And we talk about these things all the time to help you be informed. If you want to help us help you be informed. Call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. I'm here with you this morning live along with our president, Tim Wildman. We'll be back right after this.
It's the mug we've all been waiting for. The all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler will keep drinks hot or cold, is virtually leak-proof, and quickly converts to a can or bottle cooler. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you one, along with a CD of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Learning University and an 8-ounce bag of delicious Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. Also, when you make a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you the Hilarious Highlights CD and the Liberty Coffee. These gifts are our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. You can call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or donate securely at AFR.net. Together, we are one nation under God. Call now and make your pledge. And thank you for participating in Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
I just wanted to let you know that American Family Radio is not only reaching the Caucasian, but it's a Latino. I get information from your radio and share it with the Hispanic community. A lot of these people have learned to rely on American Family Radio for the truth. Muchas gracias por hacer el radio que tiene Cristo en la mente. Thank you so much.
Remember, for a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you a CD copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 5 from Learning University, plus an 8-ounce bag of Liberty Coffee from American Family Coffee. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll add the all-new laser-engraved AFR 3-in-1 tumbler. Call 877-616-2396. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you, along with Tim Wildman, our president. And Tim, you're right there in Tupelo. Mm. So what's going on? Are the phones ringing?
Yeah, yes, they are. Praise the Lord. And by the way, let me clarify something. I understand the constitutional principle about using the military within the confines of our country. So please don't email me or call me on that. I do understand that. I was just having a visceral reaction to thousands of people just thinking they can walk into our country and we can't do anything about it. So I was suggesting we put a military on the border to prevent this from happening. You can use the National Guard for that purpose. Am I right, Sandy?
Yes, and they actually tried to do that. Remember, the governors from various states would not cooperate, so that's another dust up.
They won't give them any weapons.
Yeah, exactly. They can stand there and, you know, and look pretty, but they can't do anything.
Church ushers or something.
Yeah, really, it's true. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. And so that's why this election, honestly, Tim, is so important. Yeah. We've got to get people serving us in Congress in both houses that are willing to try to protect this country. You know, I do think, now we'll see, the pendulum may have swung in the Senate. I think that Kavanaugh hearing was a wake-up call and shook those old senators up. And maybe for the first time they realize what a serious dilemma we're in. So I think there's some fight there.
Yeah. Some of those senators, they've been there since Abe Lincoln, I think.
So, yeah. Huh? Yeah, I think you might be right.
Maybe they're eating some kind of vitamins. Maybe our grandchildren will be hearing Senator Leahy. You know, and Senator Feinstein. My word, these people live,
you know,
live forever.
That reminds me of a funny story. That's not related, but I just can't help but tell you. There's a special librarian in the Library of Congress who preps congressmen and senators, gives them background if they're doing speeches. All the questions about historical facts come to her office. And I heard her speak a few years ago at a luncheon, and someone asked her, what is the most ridiculous question you ever got from a congressperson what's the most unusual? Mm-hmm. And she said, and it was recent, it was during the Obama administration, some member of Congress asked her, what did President Lincoln do after he left the White House?
Oh, my word. You're serious?
Somebody serving us in the Congress asked that question of the Library of Congress. What exactly did President Lincoln do when he left the White House?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, so that shows you why we're in the mess we're in.
Yeah.
But
did you ask me what's going on here, right?
Yes, I did.
Here and
I
now.
Did. Yes, here and now.
A
what's going on?
A long time removed from President Lincoln. We're having our fall Sheraton. Folks are calling because they love Sandy Rios in the morning. And they want to support this program and this American Family Radio Network. And so it's really hopping around here. Let me give you the phone number here. Again, and I was a weeblow. I wasn't a full-blown Boy Scout, although my dad was an Eagle. But I'm holding up Scout's honor. Okay, am I? Okay. Adam Suddeth in studio with us. He's running the board. He's watching me hold up my hand. There is a person who has pledged to add $100 to every donation this hour. And I don't think that's ever happened before here at American Family Radio. I'm just telling you, folks, you may have questions. I'm just telling you what I was told by our general manager when I walked in the studio. I didn't have time to question him a lot, but he said, yes, you're hearing me right. So people are taking advantage of that. So if you want to take advantage of that, that means if you pledge $50, it's $150. Or $100, it's $200. So here's a phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio. When you call, you're calling our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, our national headquarters. So a lot of you have been by here and seen us and said hello. You're welcome to come anytime Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 o'clock. Now, don't come at 4:55 on Friday because, you know, you probably won't be met by somebody who's happy to see you. Because they want to go home. I'm just teasing. But we welcome people to come and visit our studios and meet our staff, and we'd love to have anybody come by and see us any time of the year, quite frankly. We'd love to have folks. But if you want to call and ring our studios here and have one of our volunteers who listen to AFR just like you, and they've driven here to our studios to help us answer the phone, or some of our staff are out here helping us, then you can call right now and reach one of them, 877, the number I'm giving you is the number to call our studios, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net is the website, AFR.net, and we want to say praise the Lord to everybody who's called in the last 2 days, because a lot of you called in on Tuesday, or yesterday, you didn't wait till the last day, and you've allowed us to get to this point. We thank you. Or you sent your pledge in via the mail prior to Sheraton. So we don't want to forget you. We want to thank you, all those who've already responded the last couple of days to help us with our American Family Radio Sheraton. And you know, Sandy, as we say often here, we don't do this very much. I mean, we do this 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. So you know how a lot of Christian ministries, they're always asking for money, right? Are there always getting in debt and their supporters to bail them out, which is a bad testimony, by the way. We don't do that here at American Family Radio. If we buy something, we pay for it with cash. We don't, what's the Bible say? Oh man, oh no one, nothing save love.
Yes.
We operate under the Larry Burkett Dan Sulia principle. We pay off what we buy, so we want people to know that. That's not something to be. That's something to be proud of in a way. So
it really is. No, not in a way. I mean, I don't think very many ministries can say that, Tim. And that's something to really be very proud of. And let me just give the number. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. We have another listener who has a story about what AFR means to them. Let's listen.
I am absolutely, positively so grateful that Don Wildman made a satellite type of broadcast available to so many in America. And we are so blessed in Culpeper, Virginia, to share two radio stations. The 91.3 is sending great broadcasts to all of our congressmen and fellow politicians. And Lord, just thank you for allowing me and my family of eight wonderful children and a wonderful wife, to be a part of AFR. We are so blessed in this town to have Christian radio that speaks not only truth, but gives us hope through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow, you know, the thing that impresses me, Tim, about our listeners, when I hear them speak through these calls, and then when we go to, like, the fall conference we did in Branson just last week, it's just the depth of their commitment. These are people who are really committed to the Lord, and they believe in acting. It's the whole gospel, as I mentioned earlier this week, meaning it's the other part of the Great Commission. It's not just, although it's central, essential, it is the building block that Jesus died for our sins. It came to save the whole world. That's the initial part, the essential part. But also, Jesus said, teaching them all things whatsoever I've commanded you. So there is a lot more to help. It's a discipleship thing. And discipleship includes knowing how to think about the things that are happening in your world, how to apply biblical principles to those things and to your own personal lives. And so that's what American Family Radio is in the business of doing. And if you'd like to help us do that, you can call 877-616-2396. My understanding is, like, as even a few minutes ago, before we started this break, we had something like 150 calls already. Yesterday, yesterday we broke a record and we had 441 calls in 1 hour. So you guys are the best. And so we laugh, but the procrastinators are some of you just now listening today for the first time. Maybe you haven't heard it, but this is our share-a-thon. And if you haven't called yet, I hope you'll do that right now. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, AFR.net. Tim, the election, of course, is happening 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, the 2018 midterms. I'm not sure any election has ever been any more important than this
one.
Well,
2 years ago was pretty important, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean, I think if the Democrats should win, let's say both houses, all of the things.
Well,
all of the
that.
Things that people have seen, the calm that has come over the country, the quieting of our enemies, one by one, North Korea, Iran. It's just amazing to watch Russia, the taming of all of that in such short time, the reversal of the economic picture, in the ways, all the indicators are very, very good. That'll go back. That'll snap back because there'll be so much vengeance from the left. We've seen their vengeance on the streets, and there will be hell to pay, really. It's getting violent and dangerous. That's why I think it's ticked up again a bit, Tim, in terms of its importance. There was a debate between Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz just a few nights ago. Let's listen just a little bit to this report from Casey Stegall, and then I want to tell you something about Robert O'Rourke that we just found out this morning. Here it is.
It didn't take long.
It's why the president called him Lying Ted, and it's why the nickname stuck.
For the final debate ahead of Election Day.
It's clear Congressman O'Rourke's pollsters have told him to come out on the attack.
To heat up in Texas between Republican incumbent Senator Ted Cruz and his Democratic challenger, Congressman Beto O'Rourke, from immigration.
No wall is going to solve legitimate security concerns, but smart policy will.
As I've led the fight to secure the border, building a wall using technology, increasing boots on the ground.
To tariffs.
I'm against tariffs. I'm against a trade war. I have made the case repeatedly to President Trump that in trade, we should be expanding our access to foreign markets.
You are all talk and no action. The tariffs that the president has levied, the trade wars that he has entered this country into, is hurting no state more than it's hurting Texas.
President Trump took a swipe at Congressman O'Rourke this morning on Twitter, saying in part, quote, Beto O'Rourke, who wants higher taxes and far more regulations, is not in the same league with Ted Cruz and what the great people of Texas stand for and want.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt the report. But you get the idea. It's steaming up. Beto O'Rourke is not ahead. I think Ted Cruz is ahead by 9 points. But Tim, here's the story that came out this morning. This is not a story. This is an old story, actually. It was regurgitated this morning. It's from July of 2013. And it says this, the El Paso lawmaker can't join Hispanic caucus. Some seek rule change. Guess who that El Paso lawmaker was? It was Robert Beto O'Rourke, because he's not Hispanic. And so in 2013, he was part of the a member of the Texas House, and he wouldn't let him join the Hispanic caucus. And now, of course, he wears that name Beto around his neck as though helping, wanting people to believe that he is Hispanic when he is not. He is not Hispanic. They wouldn't even let him join the Hispanic caucus back in 2013. Yeah.
Personally, I think if he self-identifies as a Hispanic, then they ought to let him in.
Because well, I think
it's how you feel on any given day really is what matters, Sandy.
You see a theme here? Elizabeth Warren, the would-be Cherokee Indian, and Beto O'Rourke, the would-be Mexican. I mean, it's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, these folks, it's identity politics, as we know, with the liberals. That's how they operate. But that is interesting that they voted his membership down.
No, he can't join. He can't join the Hispanic caucus because Beto's not Spanish.
You're gonna have to start your own Irish club here, Beto.
Exactly. The Irish caucus in Texas.
Hey, folks, thanks for calling. We're 258 calls so far this hour.
Wow, that's great.
And we may get it 400, folks. Again, if you're new listening, the last few minutes, Jim Stanley, our general manager here at American Family Radio, told me, Tim Wildman, that there is a certain person that has offered $100 additional to every gift this hour. That's never happened here in American Family Radio. So that's, if you make a gift this hour of, I don't know, there's no minimum. So there's also no maximum. So if you want to give a gift this hour, it's going to be added on by $100. So that's extremely generous on the part of this person. But they believe in American Family Radio. They want to help us reach Christians across the country with the truth and the news and the information like Sandy gives every morning. Great Bible teaching. Really, if you listen to AFR throughout the day, it's a very comprehensive network in terms of our biblical worldview and what we're trying to do and help people with. So here's the phone number to call us and make a gift here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. Please call and be as generous as you can. And I know Sandy has great listeners, and you depend on Sandy every morning to keep you updated about what's happening in our country and in our world, and do so from a Christian perspective. And Sandy does a great job of that. She takes her job very seriously, and she prepares, as you can tell. She doesn't just get on here and wing it. She prepares every day to bring to you what you need to hear, what you need to know. And she has to decide, as Sandy meets with herself every morning and decides And she decides, well, we won't go into that, but she decides what's going to be on the program. And I'm joking, but I'm also being serious. I'm saying that Sandy takes her job seriously and is deciding what kind of content she's going to bring to you each and every morning here on this show. Here's the phone number to call us and make a gift. And again, please be as generous as you can. Help us here at American Family Radio to keep growing and going. 877-616-2396. I'm going to give that phone number again one more time. 877-616-2396. I want to thank Tamara in Warner Robins, Georgia. Brent in, I guess it's Folk, Arkansas. F-O-U-K-E. John in Lorena, Texas. Kevin in Maysville, Kentucky. Stuart in Olive Hill, Kentucky. Also, we have heard from Allison in the Woodlands, Texas, Stephen in McCune, Kansas, Bill in Knox, Pennsylvania, and Deborah in Silsby, Texas. One more, Brenda in Jackson, Tennessee. So truly, we are American Family Radio, Sandy. Calls coming in from all over the country.
Yeah, that's great. And people, volunteers just like you, listeners, are there in Tupelo. They drive up. Are out or down or over to Tupelo and spend the 3 days there answering the phones. And it's just so much fun to be there. Maybe sometimes some of you can volunteer to do that. But when you call, you're going to get someone who like you who listens. The phone number again is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. I got something really interesting in my inbox just this morning right before I went on the air, Tim, and I'll share that with you when we come back. So stay tuned. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we're shining the spotlight on urban family communications.
Not long ago, urban communities were overrun primarily by drugs and violence. Today, there's a new enemy, liberal ideology masquerading as help. I'm Miki of Urban Family Talk, one of the youngest ministry divisions of the American Family Association. 5 years ago, we felt we had no choice but to respond to the lies and hurtful mischaracterization of conservative Christians who are Black. We took a look at the issues facing families in an urban context, and we put together a lineup of conservative voices who happen to be Black. In so doing, we sought to make the connection between biblical conviction and every conservative position we hold in the public square, something liberals could never do. Want to know more about the urban family? Check us out at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Hi, this is Judy, and I'm from Indiana. And I want to thank you for being a Christian radio station that I can listen to without worry of what I'm hearing. But I also want to thank you because you have empowered me with an education about the Bible and things happening in the world that affect my life. And I've now got both my daughters listening to your radio station so they can hear the word of the Lord, and they can also hear real views going on in the world that affect our lives, that are not biased in any way. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for being here for us.
Just as we are brothers and sisters in Christ, we are one nation under God. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. And we only have, what do we have? We got 18 minutes left in this show. And so where are we, Tim? Do you know how many calls we've gotten?
We are at, is this correct, Adam? I'm having to ask. I'm not very tech savvy here. I can fill up my car and let's see, so two or three other things I can answer.
You can push send.
I can push send and answer my cell phone. And beyond that, I'm not very good. 379 calls.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. All right. So yesterday, what was 441? So we can do that. We can beat that. This is the third day, and we can do it. And as Tim has said, some very generous listener is giving $100, adding $100 to every single pledge made in this hour. So
I'm not making that up.
Did you give him a biscuit, sausage biscuit as payment for that? Did you bribe him with sausage biscuits?
I don't know. They called in, and Jim Stanley talked to him. He knows who I'm talking about, but I haven't talked to the person. But I plan to.
All right, yeah, I bet you will, and I would if I could too, to thank them for the generosity. So the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. Tim, I was just talking about, I'm going to tell you some news I got a few minutes ago in my inbox, but first I want to discuss why I believe this election is so crucial. And I'll just touch on this. The violence is unbelievable. What's happening before our eyes, whether it's Antifa attacking people in Oregon, in New York City, Ferguson before that, and many other places, this is really frightening. And then, of course, we have direct attacks on Republican candidates. It's becoming so dangerous for them. We know about Rand Paul nearly being killed by his neighbor, pulled off of his lawnmower and beaten, and I think his injuries were far worse than people ever knew. And so then, we, of course, we had the Republicans playing in the ball field, and a guy who was a follower of the SPLC came into the parking lot and said, "Are those Republicans?" And then I think it was Mo Brooks from Alabama, not knowing, said, "Yes, they are." And so this guy goes out and he wants to kill all of them. He only manages to kill or to shoot, not kill, to almost kill Steve Scalise, who went through so many surgeries. But that's not the only case of this. In fact, Breitbart is reporting that that left-wing activists have provoked more than 600 physical attacks against conservatives in this. I'm not sure what the timeline there, whether it's a year, but at least in the past few year or so. Here now is another one.
Yeah, you also, excuse me for interrupting, you also have leaders of the Democratic Party like Hillary Clinton saying it's time to no more civility. And then Eric Holder says, "Kick them, you know, kick them." Talking about when they go low, talking about the Republicans, we kick them.
And Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters saying, "Go up and confront people physically in restaurants and, you know, in parking lots and the ball fields and everywhere like that." So, and this is mainstream. We're not making this up. This is mainstream. You do have your Antifa folks like that, but you have your quote mainstream Democratic Party leaders who are embracing this too. Sandy.
Well, and no one is decrying it. No Democrat is saying, like the Kavanaugh hearings,
right,
where there was screaming and screeching,
right,
and knocking up, you know, breaching security at the Supreme Court and banging on the door. No one has said a thing to criticize any of that. But this is the report of the last 24 hours or so. There's a group called American Bridge 21st Century, and it is supported by, guess who? George Soros, among others. And so they had to fire one of their operatives because he attacked the female campaign manager of Nevada GOP gubernatorial candidate Adam Laxalt. And of course, all of these are complicated. She was meeting with Laxalt, and he burst into the room and tried to corner her and chase them. And he's been in trouble before, this particular member of American Bridge 21st Century, funded by George Soros. So he's been fired. Well, that's a good thing, but we find that a lot of these cases, Tim, at least I'm seeing, is the person that is doing the perpetrating is not being arrested. I think of what happened in Minnesota. There are two Republican candidates, one female. Her name is, what is her name? Sarah Anderson. She saw a guy removing her signs, and she confronted him, and he chased her to the car and hit her with his fist on her arm. And then there's another candidate in Minnesota whose name is Shane Meekland. And he was in a restaurant talking with constituents, sitting up on like a high-top table.
Mm-hmm.
And a constituent came and just cold-cocked him, said something about, you guys don't care anything about the regular people, hit him. He hit his head on the floor and has a concussion. And they say he's having trouble seeing. Not that it's going to be life-threatening, but that... How can they survive? How can they do this?
Yeah.
What good people want to put themselves in that position? And we're seeing, I think, you know, Rand Paul said recently that somebody's going to get killed. And
yeah,
I think he's right about this. And
yeah,
so we have to stop this.
Absolutely.
We have to stop it.
We need to pray for our leaders, too, for protection from this. Because in a complete breakdown in our country, you could see, I mean, you know, these things lead to worse things. So I agree with you completely, and we need to keep praying for our leaders and pray that our country just doesn't break down completely. But why is it, Sandy, I got to ask you this question. All these examples you've mentioned, and maybe you can find one on the other side, but it's always seemed like it's on the left attacking people on the right. Why is that? Why don't we see our side doing the same thing?
Well, I do think there's a big division in worldview, Tim.
Okay.
Conservatives, even if they don't claim to be Christians, they don't lead with that like we do. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing. That's the most important thing to us. A lot of people are conservative. They don't. They're not. That's not the order of things for them. They embrace conservative principles, but whether they know it or not, they are embracing Judeo-Christian principles, which bring over you a code of conduct that warrants courtesy and respect. And tolerance, believe it or not. I was thinking this morning about how intolerant They use that word as though it's a badge of honor, like they own it, and they have completely, they have no tolerance for anybody that disagrees with them, and they are getting violent.
Yeah.
They're being stirred up to violence. I told you about that organization, a couple of organizations yesterday that are training people to do violent acts, talking about starting to kill people, and they talked about doing it in the South and smaller areas. This is a serious problem.
Yeah.
And it's no one is tapping it down. No law enforcement is timid right now because they've been so punished. They're being singled out. So many of them being killed. Another guy from a trooper from North Carolina was killed yesterday. Tim shot. He just stopped a guy for a traffic violation at midnight, and the guy shot him. Mm. Shot him several times as he was walking toward the car. So police are getting timid because of the lawlessness exercised against them.
Yeah.
So. There are a lot of reasons.
Well, suffice it to say, it's spiritual warfare, right?
You bet. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's spiritual warfare for the soul of America. That's, if you want a broad general look at it, that's what's going on here. And that's why American Family Radio, and we're not the only group, but that's why we're so important, because we're able to get the truth out to people. And we're a gathering place, if you will, for believers all over the country who listen to us either on our radio stations or on the app. By the way, if you have somebody, your friend, a family member, that they don't have access to a Christian radio station like AFR, the good thing is now you can listen on your cell phone or your iPad or similar device anywhere. And it's just like, you know, having radio anywhere. So take advantage of that. The AFR app, it takes you about 60 seconds to download, and then you can get AFR anywhere. So take advantage of that, or tell your friends and family who live outside of AFR, because quite frankly, folks, and I'm not saying this in a bragging way, there are a lot of Christian radio stations in this country, they just want to play music, and there's nothing wrong with playing music, or they just want to have a Bible teaching program on, and that's wonderful too. We do that too, but I'm saying they don't want to do anything that might be, quote, controversial. So they don't tell you about what's going on in our country.
Reason is because they don't want to lose your listenership.
Well,
that's not because they don't want to lose your listenership. They don't want to offend anyone.
Right.
And that's not a good motive.
No, I agree. I agree. It's disappointing when I hear fellow Christian broadcasters and they don't do anything to tell people what's going on in the country, or, you know, to rally people. And so we do that at American Family Radio. As you know, we're unabashed in our... we love for God, and we're patriotic, and we believe in biblical principles, and that's why we're attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, if you're not going to do anything, you're not going to be attacked, right? The Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups calling us a hate group and everything else like that, mischaracterizing who we are. Slander, if you will, oftentimes comes from the left against groups like ours, American Family Radio. So I'm just saying that... I mentioned spiritual warfare. We're in the middle of it, and AFR is taking a stand. That's why we're here. That's why my dad started this ministry. That's why Sandy's with us, Brian Fisher's with us, Abe Hamilton, all of ours, Janet Mefford, all of them, Stacy, Dan. I'm gonna forget somebody. Tony, Bird, Alex, Walker Wildman. That's why he's here. So we're here to fight the fight and to tell people what's going on in the country. All the while proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. Here's the phone number if you believe in our mission here at American Family Radio. And, by the way, you want to add $100 to your gift, now's the time to call, because we got 7 minutes left in this match. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, somebody listening has offered $100 add-on to any gift given this hour. And so we got seven. You heard me right, folks, and I'm not making that up. 877. Here's the phone number to call us to take advantage of that. 877-616-2396. I'll give it one more time. 877-616-2396. Sandy Rios in the morning, the name of this program. Sandy's with you Monday through Friday. I'm Tim Wildman, and we're on day three of our fall share-a-thon, and our theme this year. Our theme this share-a-thon, rather, is One Nation Under God, which is also our national motto, Sandy.
Tim, let's do this. We have one last listener story for this hour, and I'd love to listen to that. Then let's get an update,
okay.
And then I want to give you that good news,
okay.
At least a glimmer of hope that I think I want to offer this morning. This is a listener who called in when we requested it to tell you what AFR Talk means to them.
Your wonderful programming has cemented a worldview in me that wouldn't have been there if it hadn't been for AFR. But Abe Hamilton and Brian Fisher and Sandy Rios and Janet Mefford and all the news programs and the worldview that you established and that Don Wildman has cemented in the people of this country has been beyond anything that this world could ever provide. I'm blessed by being able to give to you for several years. That is an established thing that I do all the time, and you are just absolutely a blessing. Thank you for all you do.
Well, you're a blessing to us, and thank you for your generosity and faithfulness to give to the American Family Radio, which I think Tim would agree in our response to that is that we take that very seriously, and we want to be good stewards of your trust and also of your money. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and you have, what, 5 minutes left to call and have that $100 match. Tim, let me just say quickly, I'll just say it quickly, the good news that I got, there's a man who follows elections very closely named Larry Schweikart. And he's been examining the absentee ballots that are being sent in. You know, pollsters are giving numbers about, you know, we don't know, the polls swing one way or the other. It looks like Democrats have a big advantage, certainly in the House. He said he is seeing in Arizona, Florida, Ohio, and Iowa, and other places that Democrats are lagging way behind 2016 and Republicans are exceeding turnout in 2016. For absentee ballots. And so he thinks that's an indicator that this mm-hmm. may be an election that other people are not anticipating. He has a lot more detail, but that's the gist of it for now. But I want to know how we're doing. I mean,
wow.
How are we
well, I just, Adam came over here and refreshed my computer because I don't know how to. And I guess I could learn. But Adam did it for me. That's why I have my people do things like that for me. And if this is correct, and I have no reason to think it's not, we have received 578 phone calls since we started this show.
Oh my gosh!
This hour, and wow. that shatters the record.
I think so.
440 was that? Was 440 was
yeah,
the record?
Yeah, 441. That was yesterday.
So 578 calls shatters the record. So we just say, in the words of Gomer Pyle, "Thank you, thank you, thank you."
You know
everybody.
What, Tim? Could I issue a challenge? Look,
uh-huh.
we got 4 minutes left, so let's see if we can send that thing way north of 600, like 650. Let's make it 650. Yeah,
okay.
You got 4 minutes to call us. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. So, Tim, what are you going to do with this money?
Well, going to take a cruise. First thing, I'm just teasing. We are going to invest all this money into American Family Radio Ministry. We have radio towers, satellite time. We have people who work for us who their families like to eat, so we're going to pay them. But we're also going to be using this to reach out across the country in many different ways. In fact, we travel. We send out Brian Fisher and Ed Vitagliano and others and Wesley Wildman. We travel and go out and meet folks who share our values and believe in American Family Radio. So we're going to keep, as I say, growing and going. And by the way, this hour, we just went over $1 million for
Are you kidding
me? Yeah. Went over $1 million for that's the total.
You mean
for
not
sure.
in the hour?
No, not in the hour.
Well,
I wish, but we went over $1 million in terms of Share-a-thon.
All right. Well, that's good. So, and we want to do 2 million?
Yes, by the end of the evening tonight, we want to have 2 million. So maybe there's a person out there who has $1 million.
Hey, do we know? We got 45 seconds left. Do we know how many calls we've got? Is it possible to know?
You seem to be obsessed with this, Sandy.
I am. Okay. I am because I just hit challenge for 650.
Adam's refreshing this again. Give me 5 seconds here.
Okay. All right.
621. 621.
Okay. 650.
So I just say to Brian Fisher and everybody else, take that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let me give you the phone number. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net. Honestly, that blesses me personally so much, Tim, because I know people are listening. And I thank all of you for your generosity and for your just the honor of having you join me every morning. Tim Weilman, president of, can I start to say, Concerned Women for America? Tim
Weilman. No, I don't self-identify that way.
President of the American Family Association has joined me for the last 3 days. It's been fun, Tim. Thank you.
Okay,
our phone number, 877-616-2396. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.